available.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? Happy Thanksgiving to you. That's right, today is Turkey Day. So we're hoping everybody's sitting around with their family, giving thanks for the people that they are living with. Hopefully they're having a good time and they're enjoying the presence and the unity of their family. Yes, today is a good day. It's Thanksgiving Day. It's the Turkey Day. Yes, it is. So we're hoping that everybody is celebrating Thanksgiving with their family or with their loved ones, whether it be your wife or your husband or your kids or your parents or your grandparents. I hope you're celebrating sitting at home getting ready to eat some of that fantastic turkey. That's right. Today is Turkey and Ham Day with dressing and green beans and potatoes and bread, rolls, all that good stuff. That's right. That's what you eat on Thanksgiving Day because we're giving thanks for us being together as a big family. Yes, it is. And I'm grateful for all of you that are listening to my radio show today because today I'm going to celebrate all of the new music from new artists. And we're hoping that you enjoy the musical tunes of our new artist music. So, without further ado, let's talk sports. Yeah, well, today is the sports day. We're going to start with Thursday, Thanksgiving sports. And we already know that the Chicago Bears beat the Detroit Lions for the first game of the football Thanksgiving celebration. So they won their first game today. And what was the score of the Chicago Bears versus the Detroit Lions?
Oh, Chicago beat Detroit 23-16.
23-16. All right. Well, I bet on the Bears to win, so I've won up already. And the next game is the New Orleans Saints versus the Atlanta Falcons. And I'm picking the Saints to win all day long. What's the sports book say about that game?
The sports book is giving the Redskins 7 points.
We're talking the New Orleans Saints and the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, okay. The sports book is giving the Falcons 12 points.
12 points. Wow. They're saying the New Orleans Saints are going to kill them. Well, I think it's going to be a 20-point victory unless Atlanta can come out with some big guns. But I don't think so. I think Atlanta's burnout because they've won two games this past 2 weeks, and they upset some people. So I don't think they're going to be ready to play. I think the Saints are going to continue their roll toward the Super Bowl. Okay, and who's the other team? Oh, the Washington Redskins playing the Dallas Cowboys. That's a traditional Thanksgiving game, and I'm thinking the Washington Redskins will win this game. They won before when they played Dallas, so I think they'll win again. What does the sports book say this time? Because the Cowboys...
Yeah, they're giving the Redskins 7 points.
Okay, well, I'm going to take the 7 points, and I'm going to take the Redskins for the win. Okay, now... let's talk about Sunday's football. What do we have on Sunday's football?
We have the Eagles playing the Giants in Philadelphia.
The Eagles playing the Giants in Philadelphia.
Right.
Well, I'm going to pick the Eagles. Even though the Giants won two games in a row, so they're trying to make the playoffs. They're trying to win in their division. But I'm thinking Philly still has a shot to be a better team. So I'm going to take Philadelphia. What's the sports book say on that?
You're giving the Giants 6 points.
Yeah, they're giving the Giants 6. Yeah, I think Philadelphia is the favorite, and I want to go with Philly for the win. All right, who's the next game?
Jaguars are playing the Bills in Buffalo.
Oh, the Jaguars are playing the Bills? I don't think the Bills have much of a chance. I think Jacksonville is going to win. Are they playing in Jacksonville? Or are they playing in Buffalo?
No, they're playing in Buffalo.
Oh, well, I don't think it'll make a difference. I think Jacksonville will win. Buffalo, I think they even played out. So, Jacksonville for the win. Okay, the next game.
We have the Seahawks playing the Panthers in Carolina, and the sports book is giving the Seahawks 3 points.
Giving the Seahawks 3 points. I think the Seahawks played their best game last week when they beat Green Bay in Seattle. So I'm thinking the Panthers are going to win at home. So I'm taking the Panthers for the win.
All right. Next we have the Raiders playing the Ravens, and of course the sports book is giving the Raiders 11 points.
They're giving the Las Vegas Raiders 11 points. Well, I think Baltimore is going to blow the Raiders out. So I even think 11 points is not enough. So I'm thinking Baltimore Ravens all day long for the win.
Okay.
Okay.
The 49ers are playing Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay, and the sports book is giving the 49ers 3 points.
Yeah, I'll take Tampa Bay all day against the 49ers. Even if the 49ers are getting 3 points, that ain't enough. Tampa Bay should beat the 49ers because they're due for a win. Tampa Bay has lost like the last three games. So they're due for a win. And they're playing at home too? Yeah. All right, Tampa Bay for the win.
All right. Next up, we have the Cleveland Browns playing the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati, and the sports book is giving Cleveland 3 points.
Well, that should be a really close game, but I think Cincinnati is really ready to show their stuff. So I think they're going to win against Cleveland. Cleveland's been playing good, and Cleveland has won 3 games this year. So I'm really proud of Cleveland, but I don't think they'll beat Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati will win by about 7. So Cincinnati for the win.
All right. Patriots playing the Jets, and the book is giving Jets 10 points.
Giving the Jets 10 points, and they're playing against
the
Patriots? Yeah. I think the Patriots are going to win because they lost last week to the Tennessee Titans. And I think they got embarrassed. So I think they're going to come out and they're going to beat New York Jets bad. The sports book gives them 10 points. They're going to need like 20 points. I think New England will win by 20. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Chargers playing the Cardinals in L.A., and the Cardinals are getting 13 points.
Okay, they're giving the Cardinals 13 points. Yeah, the Cardinals really doesn't have a chance against the Chargers. The Chargers are on a roll. They should be in first place in their division. And I think the Arizona Cardinals just don't have a shot. So I think the Chargers will win hands down. They'll beat the point, and they'll win. Okay, who else?
Let's see. We got the Broncos playing the Steelers in Denver, and they're giving the Broncos 3 points.
Giving the Broncos 3 points. Wow, that should be a tough game. Denver is playing at home. Ooh, and they're getting 3 points. I don't know. Denver played good last week. And I don't know. I'm going with Pittsburgh Steelers on this. I think Pittsburgh is ready to make a run for the Super Bowl. So I think they'll beat Denver in Denver. So I'm picking Pittsburgh for the win.
All right. We got Miami playing Indianapolis in Indianapolis, and they're giving Miami 8 points.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Indy. Indy for the win. They're going to win by about 10 or 12 points. Miami just doesn't have a team right now. Indianapolis is on a roll, though. So I'm going to think I'll take Indy for the win.
All right. Minnesota is playing Green Bay in Minnesota, and the book is giving Green Bay 3.5 points.
They're giving Green Bay 3.5 points? What's Minnesota's record?
They're in the same. Actually, they're in the same conference. They're in an NFC North, and Green Bay is 4-5-1. Green Bay is 4-5-1, and the Vikings are 5-4-1. So they're just right above them in the NFC North.
Whoa, really? Well, that should be interesting. I like Green Bay though, but they're playing in Minnesota. You said.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Minnesota needs to win to move up in their conference because I think they're like in second or third place in their conference. So they really need to win. And Green Bay needs to win, too, to move up in the conference. So I'm going to go with Minnesota for the win.
All right. And last but not least, we have Houston playing Tennessee in Houston. And the Titans are giving the Titans 6.5 points.
Yeah, I'm going to take Houston on that. Houston all day long against the Titans. Titans have been playing pretty good, but I think Houston is going to stay at the top of their division, so they'll win again. Houston with the win. And that's
right.
Monday Night Football, right? That'll be Monday
that's
Night
Monday
Football
right.
game. Right.
Right.
All right. Well, I think it's time for a commercial, Papa D. Play a song and then drop the spot. Or play a public service and then drop the spot.
Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Everybody that's listening to my radio show, and all of your friends and your family, I want to wish them happy Thanksgiving. And everybody all around the world that's celebrating Thanksgiving, we want you to have a happy Thanksgiving. And hopefully your dinner is pleasant and it's very tasteful. DJ Papa J, Papa D, play a song. Let's listen to some music.
How's your son?
All the things,
he made your team this year?
All the things,
he said he wasn't tall enough.
All the glitter
is my goal.
My goal is not reality.
This
is family business, and this is for the family that can't be with us. And this is for my cousin locked down, or the answers in us. That's why I spit it in my song, so sweet like a photo where your granny's fishing. Now that you're gone, it hit us super hard on Thanksgiving and Christmas. This can't be right. Yo, you heard the track I did, man, this can't be life. Somebody please say grace so I can save face and have a reason to cover my face. I even made you a plate, soul food, know how granny do it. Monkey bread on the side, know how the family do it. When I brought it, why the car had to look all through it. As kids, we used to laugh. Who knew that life would move this fast? Who knew I have to look at you through a glass? And look, you tell me you ain't did it, then you ain't did it. And if you did, then that's family business. Everybody standing with us. Come on, let's take a family Grammy picture. Abby, remember when they ain't believing me? Now she like, see, that's my cousin on TV. Now, we getting it and we gon' make it. And they gon' hate it and I'm his favorite. I can't deny it, I'm a straight rider. But when we get together, be electric sliding. Grandma, get them shook up. Oh, nah, don't open the photo book up. I got a Aunt Ruth that can't remember your name. But I bet some Polaroids will send her down memory lane. You know that one auntie, you don't mean to be rude. But every holiday, nobody eating a food. And you don't wanna stay there, cause them your worst cousins. Got roaches at they crib like them your first cousins. Act like you ain't took a bath with your cousin. Fit three in the bed. If it's 60, y'all, I'm talking about three by the head and three by the leg. But you ain't have to tell my girl I used to pee in the bed. Way to rhyme without using knives and guns. Keep your nose out the sky, keep your heart to God, and keep your face to the rising sun. All my niggas from the shies, my family dog. And my niggas ain't my guys, they my family dog. I feel like one day you'll understand me, dog. You can still love your man and be manly, dog. You ain't gotta get heated at every housewarming. Sitting here grilling people like George Foreman. My Uncle Ray and Aunt Sheila always performing. Second she storm out, then he storming. Y'all gon' sit down, have a good time this reunion, and drink some wine like communion, and act like everything fine. And if it isn't, we ain't letting everybody in our family business.
All diamond ring, they don't mean a thing.
All these bad things I tell you.
Stevie out of jail.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to give Thanksgiving to everybody all around the world and all across Las Vegas. And I want to give thanks to all of my classmates that I went to St. Anselm's with from first to eighth grade. I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving to all of you and to all of my Sarahites, my Cavalier friends that went to Sarah High School with me. I want to wish you a happy, happy Thanksgiving. And to all of my classmates from Los Angeles Harbor College, my junior college, my 2-year spin, I want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving and happy celebration. I know you're all married and you all got family and kids. I hope everybody is celebrating with their families and stuff. That's very good. And I want to wish everybody that went to UC Davis, University of California, Davis, at my 4-year university, I want to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving for you and your family from G-Money. Yes, and I was known as Serious Business when I was in college. So I want to give a happy Thanksgiving to all of my fraternity brothers, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and all of my sorority sisters, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I want to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving to all of you, everywhere you are, all around the United States and overseas. I want to wish you all the best of holiday greetings. And to my friends at Sacramento State University, I want to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving. Yes, I went to college in several different locations, so I want to wish all of my classmates in all the different schools that I went to, I want to wish them a happy Thanksgiving and hope that they're at home eating turkey with their family. I really hope that they're celebrating with their families. And I wish them the best of luck in life and in the holiday season. All right, Papa D, play another song. We got a few minutes before our commercial break. Play a song. We'll be right back. Entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas, it's a happy Thanksgiving day for everybody. We're wishing everybody salutations for them to have a good dinner, good lunch, good Thanksgiving meal to everybody. And I want to thank and congratulate all of my classmates. I want to congratulate all of my fraternity brothers and my sorority sisters. And I want to congratulate and wish happy holidays to all of the athletes that I played with. When I played baseball, I played basketball, and I played football, and all of those that I ran track against. May everybody have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Yes, I want to wish everybody the best. And hopefully you're sitting at home with your family and you're enjoying your meal, because I'm sure you're eating good, because I know some of those girls can really cook. And I know some guys that throw down, too, so we don't want to forget about men cooking either. So, all right, that's a great thing and we're having a celebration for everybody that celebrates. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. Papa D, play another song for us to listen to while we think about how good Thanksgiving dinner is.
Party going on right here. Celebration to last throughout the year. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate and party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. Yeah, yeah.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. When it's time.
Loving this celebration. Yes, I am, Las Vegas. And everybody around the world, I hope you're enjoying my celebration as I'm having a ball playing this music for your listening entertainment. Yes, I am. I'm enjoying the music. and I'm enjoying everybody having a good dinner and a good meal that they are enjoying with their family. Oh, yes, it's a celebration for everybody around the world and all across Las Vegas. It's a great day to be alive. And, yes, we are celebrating Thanksgiving for everybody all around the world. Same song. Yes, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Yes, I am. All right. Well, let me see. Let's play another song. DJ Papa D, can we play another song before we have our station break?
Thank you. the family is the solution to the world's problems today. Now let's take a look at the family. In the family, the father is like the head, the leader, the director, not domineering, but showing love. Everyone else in the family. As we could get all the fathers of the world to stand up and be fathers, that would be great. But then we have mothers, who are the right arm of the father. They're supposed to do the cooking, raise the children, do the sewing, and help the father. Guide and direct. Then there's the son. The son, most sons are like imitators of their father. So we're back again to the father. He is guiding in the right way. The son is definitely gonna be all right. Then we have the daughter. Watching her mother, because sooner or later she's gonna be a mother and she'll have her own son and daughter. It don't just stop there with the family of yours or mine. It's a universal family under one divine purpose and one divine heart. No matter what color, race, creed, because that's all in the head, whether you want to believe it or not, because you'll bleed.
Organization means M-E-A-N-S. We need all of the stores and restaurants that are donating food or have food to donate to the homeless agencies or to low-income agencies. They need to contact me. Go on the internet and find the website and find the database for MEANS and register your store or your restaurant. And if you have food that you want to give to homeless people or to low-income people, then register with MEANS and register with their database on the internet so that they can make arrangements to pick up the food that you have to distribute. And if you're a charity and you're interested in receiving food because you want to give food to low income or to the homeless, then you need to contact MEANS and register with their database and let them know that you want to receive food because you have people that you want to give the food to. So go on the internet, pull up MEANS, M-E-A-N-S, and pull up their database and register your charities to the database so that the food that is available to be given away, you'll be able to receive some of that food. And you can use it for the homeless or low-income people or however you want to distribute the food. It will be available to you.
Mm-hmm.
for listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas and all around the world, everybody's listening to our radio show. I just had an update came to me and said that in California, it's raining. So the fire has been put out. It's 100% contained for the fires that were blazing in California. So God came in and took care of the fires for the people that were losing their properties and losing their cities and stuff. But now the fires have been contained, and that's a good thing. Even though now they've got 30,000 people that are homeless, and we'll talk about that on tomorrow's show. All right, Papa D, do I have any questions? Has anybody sent me any questions to be answered? And
well, yes, as a matter of fact, you do. You do have another question on Ask G Money. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready for the question.
All right. It says, Dear G Money, what is your all-time favorite singer or band? Signed, Ginger Ale. Okay, G Money. So G Money, what's your all time favorite singer or band, G Money?
I like R&B, so I like the Dramatics. That was one of my all time favorite bands. But I like the women's groups too. I like the Emotions. I like the Supremes.
Uh-huh.
I like I like the folk bands. I like Rick James, and I like Parliament Funkadelic. But I got into hip-hop and rap, and I love Tupac. Oh, he was the man. I'm really down with Tupac and Biggie Smalls. Oh, yeah, those were my guys. I'm sorry that both of them ended up dead because they were in the rap game, and the rap game is kind of a do what you do and survive if you can, but I like the rap game. I like rap music. I know I'm a little old to say I like rap music, especially after I said it wouldn't last, but I like rap. So that's my two favorite artists, was Biggie Smalls and Tupac Shakur. Yes, sir. That's what I like a lot. So that's my new school music. All right. All right. What does that say about
all right.
G Money? All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to wrap my show up. It's my Thanksgiving farewell to everybody. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. You enjoyed the music and the conversation, because I gave everybody my congratulations and my wish for a happy Thanksgiving. And I don't want to say that I forgot my brothers, but I haven't given them the Thanksgiving celebration. Big Nasty, I want to wish you happy Thanksgiving, even though I talked to you earlier today. And Papa D, I want to wish you happy Thanksgiving, even though I know you don't really celebrate Thanksgiving, but I want to wish you happy Thanksgiving anyway. So, to my family and my mother, happy Thanksgiving, Mom. I hope you have a great day and you eat some good turkey and have some really good meals today. I'm wishing all of you well, and everybody around the world, I want to say thank you for listening to my radio show, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. So this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Later.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.